I remember when we brought the first group here to Slovenia, it was a really nice experience, but it was hard in the same time, because in that time we brought 21 child here to Slovenia, and we just took them from, you know, war, and they suddenly came to peaceful place. They had a great time here in Slovenia. Many people visited them. They got a lot of joy. They got a lot of ways for entertainment. And then in the last days we faced problem, because we didn't prepare them to go back. And this was with the first group, but with the other groups, with second and third groups, they are prepared. We told them that they have to think always that they have to come back, because we are between two fires. The first fire, which is that we need for them peaceful life, but also the second fire, which is their families, that they need them to be back and to live with them. We cannot separate them from their environment. We need them to be in their environment and to go on in this life. We wish that there will be peace one day, and that they can learn, they can go to schools, they can live peaceful life. But unfortunately, this will be for after a couple of years, maybe there will be peace. But for in the meanwhile, we don't have. The third group who came to Slovenia, I think it is it's nice experience for them, new experience. They enjoy their time, and we prepare them for these trips. We show them some pictures for other groups who came here to Slovenia to give them impression about this country, which they want to come to it. And this gave them a comfortable feeling and give them confidence. When they come here, they know which country they are heading to. And with the first group, we didn't bring, you know, we didn't bring therapists. But with second group and third group, we brought with them therapists. Second
from
group,
Gaza.
Yeah, therapists from Gaza to complete with this children in Gaza. After they will go back, because they will know their cases, they will track them, they will try to do some good, you know, work with them in Gaza. And I think it's important also that we will have some other projects, long-term projects in Gaza, which will give us opportunity to work on ground in Gaza.
Yeah, I would like to know if you can describe us some obstacles you are facing in your home country for this project.
First problem that this organization ITF, we are existing in Gaza, but we don't have official place for us there. We just work to prepare these children. We work with some organizations, and this gives us it is problem for us, you know, that security authorities in Gaza, Hamas authorities, they think they have problems with us, and they always make some obstacles. For example, with this group, they were postponing them, and they were trying to deny them to get out, because they like that everything run through them. And also blockade is problem. Israel blockade is problem, because some children they cannot come, because their companions, which they are old, or they don't have, for example, mothers, okay, and they want to come with their fathers. And Israel don't allow everybody to come. You understand? They have some security issues, and they want to take care of it. They don't allow everybody.